Hello, Ken?
Yeah.
Hi, sir. How's it going? It's Dennis over here at Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, hi, Dennis.
How's it going, sir? Fine. I'm doing all right. So, made it through Monday and Tuesday, so halfway there.
Yeah.
But, hey, I actually wanted to talk to you prior to you sending everything in to us as well and kind of go over the approval, because I know you've got a few approvals in the past, and, you know, as far as working capital goes, it'll probably be... I mean, I hope it will be better than what you've been given or at least presented to, but it is a shorter term working capital loan that's unsecured, and it's not going to be the lowest cost of funds out there by any means. It's unsecured financing is comparing it to a longer term loan, like 3 to 5 years, if you wanted to look at it like that, it's actually very competitive, but obviously it's just much shorter term, so the cost is transparent and it's shown to you up front, so a lot of people get a little bit of sticker shock on that. But if that's something you want to look into, I feel confident we could probably get you better approval on the working capital side than what you've been given before in the past. But it's going to be, you know, a comparable loan to what you've seen before. As far as short term, probably have either a daily or weekly payment, and you'll be ACH'd or deducted out of your account in that aspect.
Well, everyone I've looked at so far is in 65% to 85% interest rate, which is absolutely crazy. I understand it's unsecured. I suggested that if I'm actually going to use that money for equipment purchase, you could put lien against the equipment to secure your position. And everybody tells me, well, yeah, you should do this anyway, because if you do it, it's going to build up your credit. Well, I'm not going to do it for $40,000 for that crazy of an interest rate.
I'm not sure what your time frame is. I know that you kind of want to get it done, or at least in the past you wanted to get it done fairly quickly. I mean, we have secured programs. You can use collateral, but between you and I, they're a real pain in the butt to get done. I mean, they have to show proof of ownership. If you bought, you own a farm, I'm sure you have tractors. You have what we call yellow iron in the industry, which would be like, you know, tractors, bulldozers, dump trucks, things of that nature.
Yeah, all those assets are tied up by a bank. So,
are they okay?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So that was why I suggested, and I've done this in the past. If I buy a piece of equipment that's financed through you, you can file a first purchase lien position against that, which takes precedence over anything else I have committed.
Right. Now, yeah, we would just need I could be wrong on this, but from my experience, what happened was any banks that currently have a umbrella lien or, you know, blanket lien on the business, we would just have to have them sign a subordinate letter for that specific piece of equipment. But I don't know that we have any sort of programs like that available.
Actually, you wouldn't have to, because this takes precedence.
Gotcha. So it'd be some sort of paperwork like that, correct? That you're right. That would show that takes precedence, to us versus them if something happened. And I'm not worried about anything happening, obviously. But underwriting, that's how the cards they play. So,
sure.
But
I'm past my prime time to get this done, so I guess time doesn't matter anymore. I'd still like to do something.
As far as comparing these type of loans to an APR, they're not annualized, so you're not going to pay anything extra in the long run. You know, it doesn't accrue more interest over time or anything like that. If anything, if you're able to pay it off early, they'll give you an early payoff benefit. And we have it really just depends on the type of approval I get as to what the early payoff benefit is, but they can be pretty hefty. I mean, it can be up to 25% of the costs at that time, or the remaining costs. As you getting an approval with us, I just want to make sure it's something that works for you. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, since 2008, things have changed. Hopefully, it'll get back up to par as far as financing goes. Sometime in the near future, we can all hope where there more traditional type loans are available. But right now, that's really what is out there. The larger banks just aren't lending to people that need the money. They're lending to companies that have 500 plus employees, and they'll put an umbrella lien on that company. And sure, they own the assets of that company. Why wouldn't they lend them money at a low rate on a line of credit or something like that, But I have no problem getting an approval for you. I just want to make sure it's something that's good for you and it fits. And we'd like to pride ourselves in having the lowest cost out there, but I can't say that I win every deal, every single day. You know, it's just It's just what it is.
You know, some people suggested that if I did this and proved that I could make those payments, that the next time I needed a loan, it would be at a way better rate.
Right, and I'll tell you that too. I mean, our loans are renewable, so once you're 50% paid in, sometimes even earlier than that, depending on how much your cash flow has increased and whatnot, we'll look at 3 months of bank statements and see a run rate there, then consider it. But 50% is a good idea. So once you're 50% paid in and you've shown good payment history, then by definitely all means, we should be able to get you a longer term at a lower cost of funds and obviously more funds as well. So it does work out.
So what would the lower funds cost?
Yeah, it's so random. I mean, one that comes off the top of my head, it was a security company. He basically just provided security for contracts for buildings and things of that nature. And I think the first loan I did for him was about 8 months. The cost was 40 cents on the dollar, so it was up there. For around $15,000, when he went to renew his terms, they lent him $38,000 with, I think it was 27 cents on the dollar at that time. That's just an example. I mean, it's different in every case, obviously.
But,
it's definitely high. Absolutely. I mean, it's, like I said, it's usually by your third renewal, I'd say. I mean, I do have clients at this point that are paying in the teens as far as cents on the dollar. But that's after renewing, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 times down the road and starting out at probably at least 35 cents on the dollar, you know, on the high end. And that's just really the ballpark. I mean, I would like to say that your initial loan should be less based off what I see here. It should be less than that, but I just don't know until we get the approval. I've been doing this for a while, and I've seen a lot of things come across my plate and seen a lot of approvals and a lot of declines, but based off what I see here, you're in a good industry. You've got a good company. It looks good on paper, so I don't see why you wouldn't fall in the lower tier. But I'm not the bean counter, you know. I don't get the approvals. I don't make the approvals. I just get them.
Sure. Kind of told me that even after 2 or 3 good loan performances, it's still going to be what I would consider high priced. In the teens.
And I honestly can't even guarantee that. You know what I mean? That's just some things that I have seen. I think in your case, I don't see why I wouldn't. I know you've got a growing business. You have a great product. I was an electrician for many years, and I've seen your sort of product, and it's great. You know, it works great for commercial and residential. It's definitely up and coming and getting very popular. But
I guess I can still turn my paperwork in. I'm not overly optimistic that we're going to end up doing anything, but I guess we'll see.
Well, that's just it. I mean, we're not going to charge you any money up front to do it. There's not going to be any out-of-pocket expenses, and if you say no, you say no. You know, my goal is to give you the best option out there and make it work for you and, you know, make you a good, happy customer and go from there, but I just wanted to kind of go over it with you a little bit more in detail, and
unfortunately,
not a problem. I mean, it's what we're all up against out there in the industry, and our hopes are that it comes back around to the good old days. But it's a lot of factors playing into that, and the money's controlled obviously by the big boys, and they. It almost seems like the whole organization has been against the small business owner as it is since 2008, pretty much. So.
Feet burned, so I can see why.
Right. Yeah. Well, the whole mortgage. I just watched the movie, The Big Short. If you like movies, it's a good movie to watch for the whole real estate bust and how it was predicted and the reason it happened. But it's neither here nor there. Oh yeah. I mean, they're giving people with a 500 credit score 100% financing and not verifying their income or credit. Yeah, it's can't be a good thing.
Well, that's the stupidest thing that ever happened, and I think it's kind of starting to happen again, isn't it?
I don't know. I did home loans back in the day, and I prefer to work with businesses. It's a shorter transaction and more gratifying, I guess you could say. It's I believe in the American dream, and it helps to grow it. But as far as the real estate goes, it's, you know, those loans are sold on the open market in all sorts of different ways. So they're bundled up and sold. They're not really, it's a whole different animal, really.
Well, I don't know if I told you this or not, but I'm busy farming right now. Even on rainy days, I've got tons of things to fix or get ready or prepare for when it does dry up. So,
what kind of a product or produce do you farm?
Corn and soybeans.
Okay, those are huge. Soybeans definitely as well. Have you been approached to do the ethanol or anything in your time frame?
Well, we've got an ethanol plant real close to us, so that's where I sell a lot of our corn.
Okay. And soybean, too, I know that's they use that for a lot more than just, obviously, food.
Yeah, they make diesel fuel out of it, plastics, everything.
That's pretty neat.
The ethanol industry is what made corn profitable before we started building ethanol plants. Corn production was a breakthrough at best. That's the way it was for years and years. So there's people now that think, well, because ethanol and high-priced corn, we've raised the food prices like crazy. Well, the farmer's percentage of a box of cornflakes is about 2%. So, no, we haven't raised the price of food.
Oh, yeah, it's not you guys. No, it's the government for sure.
It's everything else that's adding transportation and margins. Everything else, but they like to blame us because we're the easy ones to blame.
They consider you guys the source, so they'll point the finger at you, of course.
Oh, sure. We're the easy guys. So it might be a week yet, maybe, before I get my paperwork in, but we'll try it, see what happens.
Yeah, no worries, no harm, no foul, and hopefully it comes out something that'll work out for you, and I'm definitely going to put my best foot forward. You know, you've been patient with us for quite some time, and I understand you're a busy fellow too, so no hurry on our end. Just thought I wanted to have this conversation with you before I got everything in from you and made you do a bunch of homework for something that you've seen before that didn't work out for you, but I do think that we'll have the best option for you. I mean, I feel confident we usually do.
Yeah, we've been putting 80-hour weeks or more, so we do get a rainy day and there's plenty of other things to do.
I can imagine. It's nonstop. Like I said, I grew up on a mini farm, I guess you could say. My stepfather, he got 40 head of calves, and we bottle fed them, and we had horses, which don't really count. They're just more of a pain in the butt than anything else. But
they're hay burners. That's what I call them, hay burners.
Oh, man. Yeah, I had two sisters, and they did all the inside chores. I did inside chores, too, but I had to do the outside chores, and yeah, breaking the ice for the horses and feeding them every morning was... They're just not very, they don't care. All they care is that you feed them, right? They're not like a dog or anything.
Yeah.
They don't have that appreciation gene.
Not usually. Okay, I'll see what I can do.
All right, Ken, I appreciate your time, buddy. Yeah, take your time, no hurry. Just wanted to have this conversation with you for sure.
Okay, appreciate the phone call.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.